Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hi there, welcome to Clan Chat, sponsored by Wellwood Communications with me, Craig Anderson. Christmas is looming large, so we've got a slightly shorter show for you this week, but there are two big games before it as Brayhead Clan head into the busy festive period, looking for some big league points. We look back at last weekend's two games against Guildford Flames and Cardiff Devils, and we hear from assistant coaches Richard Hartman and Brendan Brooks after those games. Barry McKenzie joins us to look ahead to the visit of the Devils on Friday night as we preview the Christmas cracker, while Tyler Shattuck weighs up Saturday's trip with a take on the Sheffield Steelers. And that is this week's Clan Chat. So let's start with last week and the visit of the Guildford Flames as Clan looked to overturn a run of three games without a win. The Flames were on a good run of six wins in their last seven before the game, and it seemed right for John Tripp's side to get the points heading into a tough schedule of games. However, it was Guildford who took the points. They overturned a 3-1 deficit after two periods to win 5-3 on the night, and they kept their good run going. Ian Waters opened the scoring before Clan captain Ville Hämäläinen equalised, with Mike Imbach and Landon Oslanski adding further markers in the second for the home side. However, a short-handed goal seemed to change everything in favour of the Flames as Waters got Paul Dixon's men back into it, with Cruz Reddick and Cali Acrid, not to mention Jeff Walker, adding to them to complete a remarkable comeback as they left Glasgow with the points. Clan's assistant coach Richard Hartman was left disappointed by the outcome.
Well, very big disappointment for me and I think in the dressing room as well. We started pretty all right. We was winning 3-1 and going to the third, and whatever happens, we received a shorthanded goal again, and that's what's the break point, I think, and then just we didn't have any pushback on the end.
How worried were you how much the momentum swung on the back of that shorthanded goal?
Well, you know, it's like a sucker punch. So you know, you're playing well, you're holding, everything is working, and we went in the third period, and we thought nothing can happen. We probably didn't take them really seriously, that team, but the hockey team is very good, and that's what happened.
John's obviously not here. You're talking to us instead. I take it he's a very angry man at this point.
Well, I'm angry as well, but somebody have to do it. But only what I can say, I can apologize to the fans because, and again, I think first two periods was fine, but again, the hockey 60 minutes game, and we didn't do it in the 60 minutes.
Seems to have been a problem for the Clan recently. You just can't put teams away. Why is that?
Well, we don't know. We're trying to fix everything. We're trying to work hard. We're training a lot of those plays and everything. And I don't know. It's very hard to say. And we are not staying focused. And we do something what we're not practicing, and everything just falling apart.
You needed a win tonight because you've got a tough run of games coming up. You go to Cardiff tomorrow. Cardiff come here. You needed victory tonight, didn't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. We was looking for a win, and again, the 40 minutes was great. We played really with the intense. We did everything, and just at one point in the third period, we just started to play like a one man show. And well, I want to do this some things what we never practiced, like I said, and that's why everything the result is like it is.
You go to Cardiff tomorrow. How do you try and fix it?
Oh, we need to regroup. We are professionals, so we can just let ourselves down. And again, if we build on those 40 minutes we played, and we will be great. We'll be great. I think we will compete with any team if we play like that, but for 60 minutes.
We can finish with a positive. Three good goals out there tonight.
Oh yeah, like the positives was there. Like I'm saying, the 40 minutes was great. We had intense everything, and we finally scored on the power play as well. So it was good. The third line was stepped in and then played a big part of this. But again, it was just a 40 minutes.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Clan assistant coach Richard Hartman. It was off to Cardiff on Sunday for the second meeting of the season between the clubs, and along with the Flames, the Devils were in great form heading into the meeting at Ice Arena Wales. Andrew Lord's men looked to make it 7 in a row after going top of the table the night before. They beat the Sheffield Steelers 4-1 also at home, so it was another night where a 3-1 lead was lost for the Clan on this occasion. Both teams went in level after the first period, with Lane Ulmer of Cardiff and our very own Adam Brace both scoring power play opportunities. Clan added two more though, one on the power play by Craig Peacock before the GB International made it 3-1 with a shorthanded goal. Although it was a better performance from Brayhead compared to Saturday, Cardiff started to find their way back into the game, with Matt Pope pulling one back. Devils captain Jake Morrissey equalised before Patrick Asselin put the home side in front before the second interval. Second goals for Ulmer and Morrissey secured the points despite a late marker from Tyler Schofield. All that was left was assistant coach Brendan Brooks to talk of his frustrations post-game.
It's definitely frustrating. You know, I think, we had a lead against, one of the best teams in the league, up 3-1. And, when you're going to play a team like that, we got to stay out of the box. They have a very good power play, and they definitely exposed us a bit on it.
That seemed to be the case looking at the game sheet. A lot of power plays, not only, for both teams, really.
I think we had lots of chances on the power play, but we got to get the pucks in the net. We just weren't able to do that to get back in it.
The team don't seem to be...
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm saying the team just don't seem to be getting a break at the moment in terms of being able to put teams away.
Well, I don't know if it's a break or we need to find a way to give more. I'm not sure, what the problem is, but it's definitely frustrating, and we got to find ways to get wins. You know, when we have those leads, we can't give them up. It definitely hurts to have that happen.
But you were missing four guys tonight as well. That must have had an impact on things.
It does hurt when you don't have a full lineup. But we had a 3-1 lead, and blowing that and letting things happen. We had a power play. We ended up tightly on the power play, and little things like that. We can't when you're. At that caliber, you have to have everything. You have to be ready. You got to be on your game, and everyone has to be there to show up and play 60 minutes.
And of course, the games don't get any easier. Cardiff come to Glasgow next week, plus you've got a trip to Sheffield Steelers next week as well.
No, I don't think there's any easy games this year, and you're definitely right. These are very tough games, and we're going to have to find a way to win.
That was Brendan Brooks after Sunday's game in Cardiff. Well, this week sees the Devils come to Glasgow for the first time this season, and if Clan can build on the positives from last Sunday, they could well get something from the game. Cardiff are top of the league, as we already mentioned, as well as being current champions for a reason, of course. They made it 8 games unbeaten in all competitions during the week as they went to Guildford Flames on Wednesday in their Challenge Cup quarter-final first leg, drawing 3-3 at the Spectrum. That should certainly make for a tasty second leg next month. The two meetings between Clan and Cardiff this year have seen Brayhead beaten in both, with a 5-0 loss in Cardiff in September, the outcome of the other encounter between them. Barry McKenzie was once a former Cardiff Devils player and spoke of the challenge Clan will face against the Welsh outfit.
It's massive. It's a big test, especially after tonight. We need to bounce back. We've got them obviously tomorrow down in Cardiff, which is also very important. We need to show ourselves and our fans that we're a good team. There's no question. We know we're a good team. We need to just show it. I think it will be a tough game. There's no hiding it, but it's got to show us where we are as a team as well. We just need to play the way we can, and I'm sure if we play the way we can, we'll win. You've seen it in Spurs today, especially the first and the second period. When we play our way, we're a very effective team.
You played at Cardiff a few years ago. I think it's a very different team to the one you played in, in terms of the structure as well. What do you make of them now?
I think they're a very well-balanced team, from Bouncey all the way up to their forwards. They won the league quite convincingly last year, and they've obviously had a good run of the end this year in the Champions League. And I think they're a very strong team, just a very well balanced team. They've got kind of a bit of everything, and it'll be a tough game, and looking forward to it.
Andrew Lord seems like a coach. He's got the full backing of his players. There's a real togetherness about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what you need. He's I don't know him personally, but I know he's very hard working as a player, and obviously I don't know what he's like as a coach, but as you said, all the Devils players seem to play for him and play for each other, and I'm not actually sure where they are in the league this year, but I'm sure they'll be up the top. So
as I speak to the top just now.
Right, yeah, well, they're a well balanced team, and it'll be tough, but you know what, we need to go and play our game and not worry about them, worry about ourselves.
Is it important they kept the core of the players that won them the Challenge Cup in the league last year?
I believe so. I think so. I think in the players that they knew they were losing, they had to replace, and I think they've done that quite well. I mean, they did lose a few players. Bordeleau being one. He was an intimidating factor for them. But they've replaced them with not maybe just one tough guy, but like three or four bigger guys, and they've still got their skill and their, as you said, togetherness. So yeah, they'll be a tough team.
And guys like Sean Bentivoglio, Joey Martin, there's so much threat in that team.
Yeah, they're very attacking as well. They good forwards. They've got a good decor, and as I said, they've got a good goalie. It's just down to us to see how we play and how we bounce back from tonight, and as I said, play our style, and hopefully we get the 2 points.
And that was the voice of Barry McKenzie there, looking ahead to the game on Friday against Cardiff. Tickets for that game are available now if you visit the website, brayheadclan.com. Follow the information there and secure your tickets for a big night of Christmas fun as the Clan take on the Cardiff Devils. That just leaves one more place to visit, both here and in real life, as the Clan head to Sheffield Steelers on Saturday to face a team without a win in their last three in the league. Recent losses at home to Belfast Giants and Fife Flyers, and on the road to Cardiff in between, has seen them slip, but that doesn't mean they're out of it by any manner of means. Tuesday's 6-1 Challenge Cup quarter-final second leg win over Dundee Stars gave them that winning feeling again, with the tie ending 13-3 in favour of the Steelers over the two games. So with that in mind, Tyler Shattuck, look ahead to the game on Saturday.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. I don't know which venue we're going to be at because we've played in both. So, but both of them are hard.
Have you played in the big arena yet down there?
Yeah, well, we played the first time we played there, and then last time we played in the smaller one there.
Now, the Clan haven't had a good record against them this year. Can you turn that around this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, last time we played them fairly tough at home. I think, obviously, we're going to have to go into a hostile environment. It's always a good crowd where they are, but I think that we should be able to compete, and we'll be able to hopefully get 2 points out of there.
As I speak to you, they've been on a bit of a bad run. They've lost the last three games. The fans aren't really happy. Is this a good time for the Clan to get them, do you think?
No, I didn't know that. But but it's always hard too when a team's struggling. You know they're going to be hungry, so we're going to have to match that.
How have you found playing against them, especially Brayhead as well? They've always looked like a very well organised team.
Yeah, I think. I mean, obviously, I think whether they won it last year. So they always have a good team, it seems. They have a fairly bigger team. They kind of play, for me, a more North American-style game where they kind of just wear you down and get their chances where they come. But I think if we use our speed, we should be able to beat that.
And, of course, we're in the middle of a really tough spell of games right now. You've got the doubleheader with Cardiff, this Sheffield game that we're talking about, Belfast Giants as well that are coming very soon as well. It's a real test for you guys.
Yeah, it is. I guess it'll kind of see where we're at. I mean, this past weekend we had Guildford down, and we also were up on Cardiff in Cardiff. So we obviously gave away those leads, and that can't happen. But it shows us that we can beat those teams.
Give us an idea of how frustrating it's been, especially in the back of that weekend. You spoke about you had the leads and then let them slip away. How's the frustration right now?
Yeah, well, obviously the one at home against Guildford was extremely frustrating when you go into the third period of the 3-1 lead. I obviously didn't get to play the one in Cardiff, so I didn't know. I don't know how that went or whatever. I only could follow it with the box scores. But I mean, anytime you're up 3-1 on the road in Cardiff with 8 hours of travel, you want to be able to come out with a win there, and we couldn't. So I'm sure the boys are frustrated, and we get back to work this week and get ready for the weekend.
And as I say, this is the last game, the Sheffield game before Christmas comes up. How important is it to get the win and send you into the festive period in a great mood, shall we say?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, I'm sure there's lots of guys that have family coming for Christmas too, so everybody will want to play good for their family. So hopefully we can win these two games this weekend and go into Christmas on a good note.
That was Tyler Shattuck talking Sheffield Steelers. Well, we're just wrapping the last of the Christmas presents now, but before we settle down, just a few things to let you know or remind you about before we go. Now, depending on when you hear this, Jacob Doughty will be given access to the Clan Twitter account on Thursday the 21st of December between 7pm and 8pm, so fire your questions over to him on the Clan's Twitter page at Brayhead Clan, and remember to use the hashtag AskJacobDoughty. It's the night of the Christmas cracker with specially produced jerseys to mark the occasion, which look fabulous as always. There'll be an auction for those jerseys post-game, so if you fancy something extra nice to round off your Christmas shopping, then this could be the thing for you. On the night, we'll have Chuck a Puck, where the winner could leave with a fantastic Amazon bundle pack, some festive music around the arena, and a brass band made up of the pupils of Douglas Academy Music School. What more do you need to make you feel warm and fuzzy? Get those tickets for this Friday's game and the Boxing Day game against Belfast Giants by visiting BrayheadClan.com, and we'll also have post-match reaction to both, so listen out for those. Speaking of Boxing Day, Zach Sullivan will feature in the Evening Times Icebreaker column, where he reveals who his ultimate sporting hero is. All I'll say is it's not an ice hockey player, so pick up the Evening Times, Clan's official media partner, for any news on the club and to find out just who Sully likes in the world of sport. Remember, the merchandise stall will be open for those of you still looking to try and get your Christmas gifts in, so that's definitely worth checking out. But in the meantime, that's all for this edition of Clan Chat. My thanks to Richard Hartman, Brendan Brooks, Barry McKenzie and Tyler Shattuck for their time this week. As I say, for any other news and latest around Brayhead Clan, don't forget to like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Brayhead Clan. I'll be back on Friday with post-match reaction from the game with Cardiff Devils, so don't miss that. Enjoy the rest of your week, and on behalf of everyone at Brayhead Clan, have a fantastic Christmas, and I'll be back soon for another Clan Chat. Bye for now.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.